Well, now to an update on a story we reported on earlier this year. Conceptual artist Mark Neville has been working in Port Glasgow over the past year, collating a photography book of daily life in the town. The finished book features around 80 of the 4,000 photos he took of the community, and it sounds like it's been a big hit with the locals.
This book is bang up to date. Compared to other things I've read and seen on television just a while ago there, an ex-industrial town, and it was really negative and depressing. So I think compared to that, the port comes out in a good light. And maybe it's not the way other people see themselves, as Robbie Burns says, to see yourselves as others see you. But there's a picture of a goalpost with pigeons on it. We see these things every day, but we don't see them in an art sense. But he doesn't live here. He came in here and saw that as he saw it. I wouldn't take a picture of that, but I can identify with it. I see it every day.
Well, I think the book's really good. Plus my boys in it. And the football team picture for the Port Boys. And it looks as if the pictures are taking me and nobody's expecting me to take the picture. Which shows as a sign of a good photographer.
I met him last year and he told me he was meeting a book in Port Glasgow, and him and Lynn explained the project they were doing. I actually expected a kind of smaller black and white. I didn't expect all the pictures, and I thought it was fantastic to see a range of age groups. My son's 10, my daughter's 12, and they're both in it. Just basically, Port Glasgow is there's a lot of problems as well, but it was something positive. And it was really, really, it was an absolute shock. I thought it was a wonderful piece of work. He's obviously a very, very, very talented young man, and it was just a pleasure, and I will take great pleasure in reading it, and I will take great pleasure in displaying it in this pub.
Some thoughts there from the people of Port Glasgow and Mark Neville's art project. Mark joins me now from Glasgow. Hi there, welcome back to the art show, Mark.
Thank you very much, Janice.
And you must be basking the afterglow of those compliments. Some nice stuff said there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, that's the first time I've heard those people talk about the project. And, of course, I was very nervous about what the reaction would be because the market was the port and nowhere else. So, you know, the book's not commercially available anywhere. So really, that was my audience, the people in the port. So as well as trying to be honest to myself and come up with a piece of work that I thought was a good piece of art, you know, I was also very conscious that, you know, I wanted the people from the port to come away with something that they would cherish, you know.
And I think the first lady there saying that it was a real reflection of Port Glasgow. She was comparing it to something she'd seen on television, which was terribly negative, and talking about just seeing images which are part of everyday life and maybe looking at it in a new way. Was that part of the aim with the book, thinking of the people who are in the photographs but also consuming them, if you like, looking at them to see their surroundings with fresh eyes, perhaps?
Well, yeah, also, you know, to see their community represented in a book with very high production values. You know, I use very good camera equipment, very intricate lighting systems. I worked with a great designer in Edinburgh called Robert Dalrymple. I had a designer in Glasgow make up some costumes for some of the pictures, Louise Duggan. All these people contributed to giving the look of the book a very kind of high production value. So I wanted them to come away with something that they could see, even if they didn't like the photographs. And I think most people have come away with a kind of positive response to the images.
See, that's what's very interesting, I think, about this project. Sorry to interrupt you there, Mark, but many documentary photographers, they come to an area, they take the photographs, and then they bugger off. And the people of the place don't end up having any ownership. They maybe can spot themselves in some photographs, but presumably this was key for your project.
Well, absolutely. I also have issues with just turning up, taking pictures and making a book which is available outside of a community. And
nice coffee table book, very expensive.
Exactly, and very often these images are patronising or come across in a kind of manipulative way. And I was very conscious that I wanted to avoid that. Mm. So I tried to instill some sense of, you know, real humanity in the pictures without being sentimental, if you like.
Indeed. People who've not heard of this project then before, they might be thinking, why did he choose Port Glasgow?
Well, actually, it was chosen for me. It was part of the brief for a competition for public artwork that I won. I ended up winning the competition, you know, to make an artwork for the port. And rather than come up with a proposal whereby I would make a sculpture or a mural, I was interested in different ways of disseminating art. And it seemed to me that this would be a way in which I could give everyone in the port a piece of visual art by a contemporary visual artist, which they would have choice of ownership over, so they could decide to keep it or sell it or throw it away or whatever, but they would have the choice. Whereas, you know, if you have a great big bronze sculpture placed in the middle of the town, you feel like you've not really been consulted in many ways, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's hear a little more from some of the folks of Port Glasgow.
Sunday morning, they're going round on Sunday morning, the young boys putting the book out, and I thought it was an excellent publication. And between you and I think I've only had 2 out of 100 people, I've had 2 said to me, oh, they missed something out. Now, is that not excellent? If you've got a publication and you've got 2 people complain out of 100%, I think that's excellent.
I don't think it'd be of terribly much interest to people out with Port Glasgow, but from everybody I've spoken to, it's of terrible interest within Port Glasgow. I've already asked him, he's given me a second copy to send to my sister in Canada, who hasn't been back in 20 years. Everybody in the town knows. I've got friends in some of the photographs who were born near places that are now wasteland. Some of the buildings we were born in. Yeah, everybody in the town has got a connection to it. Depending on if you've got a piece of sculpture, some people would love it, some people would understand it, some people would hate it, and some people would have no connection with it. My favourite images were the ones of the rope works. It's been lying derelict for 20 years. It's been threatened with being knocked down, and now somebody's going to develop it. But it's one of the very few of the old Port Glasgow buildings left, and it isn't going to be left for much longer. That alone will be interesting in 5 years' time, never mind 30.
The fact that the book has just been produced, and I think it'll take a wee while, but I think in time people will come to recognise Port Glasgow as it is. Because it's never had the recognition, apart from the shipyards. That was all this town was ever known for, shipyards. And now this is a broader aspect.
More people of Port Glasgow commenting on Mark Neville's book of photographs. And the first chap there, Mark, talking about the boys delivering the books. I mean, that sounds like a bit of an undertaking. How many books were delivered?
Well, there are about 8,000 households in the port, and the idea was that every household will get one copy for free, you see. So, yeah. But it was one of the most remarkable aspects about the whole project, is that instead of paying some delivery service or Royal Mail to deliver all 8,000 books at incredible expense. A fee was paid to the Boys Football Club, managed by Tom Watson, and they did a remarkable job. You know, they got out all the books within 4 or 5 days.
That's incredible.
And it was one of the most exciting things for me was to see all these, you know, 10, 11-year-old kids, with each with a book under their arm, chapping on all these doors in the port on the housing schemes and seeing people's reactions to getting something for nothing.
I hope you recorded this with your camera, Mark.
I certainly did, yeah. I took some pictures. But, it was a way of feeding the project back into the community again, you see. So, and also giving a sense of ownership about the book, not only to the people in the port, but to the Boys Football Club, to, you know, to everybody involved.
Can I ask you briefly, did a style emerge for you in terms of the images and perhaps a themes emerge in the book?
Themes.
Mm.
Well, I ended up taking quite a lot of pictures in pubs and clubs, also churches, and I quite often in my work in general work with light systems. So I make laser installations and I work with high-speed film cameras. So for this project, I work with very powerful flash units. So normally I would spend maybe a day setting up flash units in the rigging of the town hall dance floor, for example, or in a club or a pub. And then in the evening, I would just perch in a corner with a medium format camera or a large format camera. And, you know, whenever I would take a picture, the whole hall would be absolutely flooded with light, yeah. which allowed me to get great depth of field. So I felt able to make a very detailed social document with big depth of field in the images, lots of detail.
Mark, it sounds terrific. I just have to say to you very, very briefly, this is going to infuriate people who don't live in Port Glasgow because they're not going to be able to get their hands on the book at all, are they? We might have created a demand here tonight on the art show.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope so. I'm also interested in, in ways in which art is commodified or not commodified. Mm. And I think that's an important question about the book. I mean, perhaps it'll end up on eBay or, in secondhand bookstores. But, if so, that's great as well. If the book has a life afterwards, that's great. But it won't be reprinted because that would ruin the whole concept of the work, really.
Well, a terrific project. It's been great reporting on it over the last few months. Thank you so much, Mark.